Hey, VA Talk, this is Jeff Thompson from Fridley, Minnesota. Friendly Fridley, Minnesota. What do I use for GPS applications, or what do I use to get around? Basically, I will use Google Maps, and I have Blind Square, which hooks up with Foursquare. And Blind Square, I think, is really cool. Like, I was in a hotel in Washington, D.C., and I wanted to look around, and I found an Apple store within five blocks. I had to go. So, and one thing is that's nice, as Steve pointed out in his boo right before this one, is that 5 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Well, when I came to an intersection, I was walking, it would tell me, you know, if I'm walking and I'm walking in the direction of 12 o'clock, I'm holding my phone, or if it's in my pocket and it's working that way, more power to it. If it says, you know, 9 o'clock, okay, that means I got to take a left at that intersection. So it does help with that type of coordinates, that type of compass, directional cardinal directions and stuff. So I really like it for looking around and for menus, because if I know I'm going to go to a restaurant or I want to find a restaurant, I'll do a look around for the food area and I'll find a restaurant. And then some of them have, you know, a website, some of them have a menu. You can check out the menu, get a glimpse at their menu and do that. So Blind Square really works out really well for me in just taking a look around and sometimes when I'm walking. And I found the Apple Store easy enough. And did it bring me right to the door? Well, when I was walking down the street, it said, you know, 11 o'clock. So that gave me a good clue that it should be on the other side of the street. Is it perfect? No, it's not perfect. But it worked. It works. It does work. And yeah, if you need a little help when you're standing at the intersection and someone's there, you just say, hey, do you know where the Apple Store is? And that works pretty good. As for Google Maps, I think it's broken a little bit right now. In the latest update that they did, as for the transit part where it would give me information on which bus and which train or light rail that I would take, it actually goes a little bit dead because it gives you choices and those don't read. But when I went to walking mode, they gave me a lot of choices, but I didn't want to turn a 1 hour trip into a 6.5 hour walk. So, and then while I was in that transit mode, it actually, it was really funny because when I went to navigate, it crashed. So I'm going to write a letter, send it by email, send it by electronic or whatever to their support team and let them know that, because I think they won't figure it out on their own, because obviously they put it out and they didn't fix it. They didn't notice it then. So hopefully they will fix it and make it all accessible again. Some of the other routes worked fine. Modes of transportation worked fine. So that's what I use. And I think one of the best things that you can use is your memory and your travel skills. Because once you get an idea of where something is, and we are by nature people of routine, that we go to work, we go to our friends, we go places, and after a long period of time, those places are pretty well known to yourself and everything. But when you're in a different place, they work really good. And the really neat thing about Blind Square is you can simulate being somewhere. Lori and I are going to Timoth, Birmingham areas, UK. Yes, the Americans are coming. And I simulated that I was in Timoth and I looked around, and it is true, Joe, there is fudge in Timoth. So what's really neat is you can put a location. If you're going to be traveling to a location, you can put it in there and simulate that location, then do look arounds from that location. So that's really neat about Blind Square. And since it hooks up with Foursquare, there's a big database that it's using, drawing from. So that's my one of choice. And Google Maps, hopefully we get that fixed up a little bit. And all my others sit way in the back drawer in my computer somewhere, my iPhone somewhere, because, you know, the newness of them is always exciting and stuff like that, but the ones that I fall back on all the time is Google Maps and Blind Square, and that's it. The rest of them are collecting dust. All right, y'all have a good day. Bye-bye.